Abbott's recent comments about COVID-spreading immigrants are just the latest actions, from suing the Obama administration over DACA to penalizing Texas cities who don't work with Trump's immigration agencies, marking the governor as a social conservative, a group with increasingly negative views on immigration. Here's him on Fox and Friends in 2017 talking about Texas's sanctuary cities law.
Under this new law, if you have a public official, including a sheriff, who continues to adopt sanctuary city policies after this ban goes into place, they could be criminally prosecuted and themselves wind up in jail.
Supporters of policies protecting the undocumented argue they encourage undocumented victims of crime to come forward. Abbott knows that. He made this argument in 2005.
Many who were victimized were sometimes reluctant to speak up.
Here is Attorney General Abbott at a national forum on fraud against the undocumented.
Fearful sometimes that speaking out may cost their family the dream of a successful future that could otherwise be filled with opportunity.
Unlike Governor Abbott, Attorney General Abbott spent significant resources and time fighting for the undocumented. The governor's office didn't respond to a request for comment by the time of broadcast. John Owens was deputy chief of the Consumer Protection Division for the Attorney General until 2011.
Yes, the things he's saying now about sanctuary cities and law enforcement not working with federal authorities to deport undocumented immigrants, he could have been accused of 10 years ago, and he was Attorney General for doing just that. And so it's hypocrisy at its finest.
Owens and others say protecting immigrants from fraud was a priority for a decade, one that Abbott made a point of emphasizing through press conferences and other media. Here's part of a video produced by his office.
Recognized by the national media and the National Hispanic Caucus for his perseverance to protect all people who call Texas home.
We helped a lot of people and we prevented a lot of fraud.
The AG went after fake immigration lawyers, sellers of phony international driver's licenses, and Owen says they even called employers who didn't pay their undocumented workforce.
And Governor Abbott used to say when he was Attorney General that I don't care about the status of someone, whether or not they are a citizen or a permanent resident or have documents. If they're a victim in Texas, we're going to go after them.
Here's Abbott in 2005 again.
Hispanic consumers must know that the doors of our justice system are open to everyone, regardless of where you may live, regardless of where you may be born, regardless of what language you speak, or what your last name is.
As AG, Abbott was credited with derailing an entire legislative agenda that was anti-immigrant in 2007, because as he said for years, immigration enforcement is not Texas's job. Nativist sentiment has been rising in Texas and across the country since Abbott was sworn in. So, Owen says, Abbott's rhetoric around the undocumented went from viewing them as the victims to now they're villains.
And they're bringing COVID and crime and other things to Texas that we don't want. And I can only attribute that to politics.
Southern Methodist University politics professor Cal Gilson says that tracks. The compassionate conservatism pushed by Governor and then President George W. Bush pitched a path to citizenship for the group. Meanwhile, Texas was passing in-state tuition for the undocumented.
Now a lot of that is gone, and the rhetoric is designed to maximize sort of Anglo support for a more conservative, certainly more socially conservative Republican Party.
But it's also the fact that the AG is about enforcing the law, and the governor's office is more about policy and politics.
I think that as he prepares to run for re-election in 2022 and maybe run for president beyond that, he's very much in his political mold.
As a result, there are a few reasons to tamp down on his anti-immigrant rhetoric anytime soon. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.